Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
watching Wimbledon. Whilst you're watching Wimbledon.
Yeah, you can. Is tennis a sport you need to listen with the sound on?
No.
No, not at all. They've got the live score there.
It's on
there.
Right now. Tell me, Grace.
Yeah. Commentate what's going on right now.
So Miriam Bjorklund is bouncing the ball and she's about to throw it up and serve it. I bet she made one of those sounds. Somebody served it back. She served it back to them. Now she's running, serving it back. No, they're not serving, are they? They're hitting.
Hitting.
But
volleying. You did well.
It's pretty good.
You did well. Thanks. And that was without sound. No, you don't need to listen to sound. You don't need to listen to the sound. You can have us on. Listen to the pod.
Listen to the podcast while you're watching Wimbledon.
Because we do some Wimbledon chat.
Would you agree that like tennis players are relatively hot as far as sports players go?
I think they're beautiful.
I think I've seen a lot of quite hot.
I think because a lot of Europeans play tennis and Europeans are generally very attractive.
Generally attractive?
Yeah, I think to me, I mean, I like a fit person, but I don't want like real, I don't want Nath, like I don't want bulky.
Oh, right here.
You know what I mean?
I'm right here.
But I mean, that's what tennis players are, you know what I mean? They're not very lean.
Lean.
They're fit, but they're lean. You know what I mean? Well, they come in all shapes and sizes.
Of course they do.
But I'd say they're up there with the most attractive of the sporting genres.
It's very all-rounded tennis, isn't it? You've got to be super fit. You've got to be very coordinated.
I tell you who's good looking. Like, just facially wise, like, not let's throwing bodies out of it if you're just talking different sport genres. The divers, all the divers have very beautiful faces.
Yeah,
I know they're ripped in there, but I'm saying they have nice faces.
They're often gymnasts.
Well,
too.
I only know what's his name, Tom Daly, Tim Daly.
He won the gold medal.
Yes,
Melissa Wu.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
her.
Yeah,
she's Melissa Wu. You know, she also won a bronze.
My mate Joel, took her out to on a date once, like a formal or something.
Oh, where'd they go? The pool.
No, like it was a school formal, I think.
Tom Daly, yes.
Tom Daly.
That's what I was thinking.
I remember when he won the gold medal.
Matthew Mitchum, Australian.
Oh.
Maybe that's who I'm thinking of, Matthew Mitchum.
Yeah, you're thinking of Matthew Mitchum. This bloke is an Australian. This is American.
He's just British?
The Grace's guy.
Tom Daly?
Tom Daly, he's British.
British, yeah.
I do know. He also crochets. That's another guy. I don't know who that is.
He also won a gold medal, Tom Daly. But
I think he won silver, didn't he?
I think he, isn't he the best in the world?
Tom Daly.
Say, what did Tom Daly win?
What?
Oh, Grace googled gay diver.
Did you type in gay diver?
That's why there's so many different people coming.
Yeah, but I couldn't remember his name.
Gay diver.
Daly. I think he's actually bisexual. Sorry, that's my bad. He won the heart.
You're in
of many.
Images. Get out of images.
Get out of images. Get out of your bank.
He won the 10-meter synchro bronze medal.
Ah, bronze.
I think he won something.
Did he win silver?
I thought he was the number one in the world. Maybe not.
Tom Daly? No, you're thinking Matthew Mitchum.
Yeah, well, he won that one gold.
And he was number one in the world.
Yeah.
Tom Daly was...
It's very impressive diving, isn't it? What about those?
It is.
What about...
It's scary.
No, what about the Red Bull divers? Cliff divers? Now, those people are crazy.
They're just silly.
Yeah, that's too much.
They're crazy. If you can do more than 5 somersaults in a dive, you're diving off a really high thing.
No, that's just jumping out of a plane.
And those guys are...
crazy. He came first in 2021 for the 10-meter synchro.
Oh, in the Olympics?
Yeah.
So he did win gold. That's what's right.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I know my diving, mate. I love the diving. One of my top sports to watch.
I said they're very pretty faces.
Very artistic as well.
Yes. Like,
Ice skating.
Oh, no, I was thinking the one with the ribbon.
Rhythmic gymnastics.
Yes, that one.
I'll be honest, not a fan.
No, I love like artistic sports at the Olympics.
I love watching the ribbon because it goes...
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah.
And you go, how does it do that?
I don't know. I was watching... recently, actually, a young woman doing rhythmic gymnastics, and she just keeps like flipping and catching.
Yeah.
She's not even looking at it.
It's crazy.
It's just
when
amazing.
When they throw the ring up, isn't it? And you they catch it on their foot.
Synchronized swimming. Because you've got to be upside down with
and
like,
hold
nose
your breath.
Plugs
hold
and,
your
yeah,
breath.
That's impressive.
Tell you.
I had a friend that used to be really good at synchronized swimming.
He's still your friend.
Who?
I don't know.
Well, it's a woman.
Why are they not your friend anymore?
No, she is. She just used to be good at. She doesn't do synchro
anymore. She's not good. Oh, synchro. Jeez, you know it.
She
is that the
lingo? Synchro.
Oh, my synchro.
You want to go down the pool, do some quick synchro?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
That Australian drivers, they're still paying heaps for fuel.
Yeah.
With the price of petrol passing $2 a litre in most states again. I was with you last night after State of Origin. Can't remember the score.
Oh, I remember the score very well. 32-point victory on the Queenslanders.
And I had to get fuel on the way home with you. Mm. And then I pulled up the pump, but the cheapest fuel, the cheapest unleaded,
yeah, of course,
was not working.
No.
So I had to go to another pump.
Mm.
And so
I wanted to fill up with tyre air the other day because that seems to be the cheapest thing at the Bowser.
But I went in to pay and the guy goes, what happened out there? Because he was watching me.
Mm.
It was the only car out there. We were late at night. And I went, oh, the stuff was expensive and the unleaded. And he goes, no, there's other unleaded there. And I went, yeah, but it's like 20, 40 cents more.
Not getting premium unleaded. Yeah. What? We drive a Corolla and a Ford Fiesta. It doesn't need premium.
No, but he said, that's only 40 cents or whatever. I'm like, you're trying to upsell me. I've already filled the car up.
What are you doing,
bro? You're going
to empty it? Fill up some jerry cans?
The fuel excise was halved in March to 22 cents a litre, 222. In a federal government move aimed at reducing the pressure on motorists. Australian fuel prices follow world prices, though. This is from economics professor John Freebain from the University of Melbourne.
Bless you.
World prices have increased as a result of global economic conditions, Russia's war in Ukraine, and Australia's dollar exchange rate. Russia is one of the world's largest oil suppliers, and global oil supply chains have been heavily disrupted as a result of the war. Believe it or not, official statistics from the Bureau of Resource and Energy Economics and the International Energy Agency.
You can take a breath whenever you want, by the way.
It's a bit to get through.
Yeah, I imagine.
They show Australia as one of the lowest petrol and diesel prices in the world.
Okay, so in comparison to the rest of the world.
So we may be paying more than what we're used to.
Okay.
But in comparison to the rest of the world.
Other places are higher.
Other places are higher.
Is it coming down?
Okay, that's a great question, Nat.
Mm.
But before
is there
I get
a short
to
answer?
It, there is. No. Yeah. Before I get to that, some of the, if you really want to pay a lot for fuel, don't know why, but Netherlands,
Finland,
Israel, and Denmark are your top four.
Yeah, right, okay.
In the world.
If you want to go on like a little Bowser trip, you know, that's where you go.
If you're thinking of holidaying over there and renting a car, maybe don't.
All premium stuff over there, probably.
But yeah, old mate, our professor, he's come out and said, my guess is that we're in for high petrol prices for the remainder of 2022 and likely well into 2023.
We all knew that was going to be the case, wasn't it?
I was just trying to find the silver lining, and that is that it's expensive in other places.
In comparison.
That doesn't help you.
How good is it to be here, guys? That's... The National Finish Show. It's a different talk topic.
Oh, they're angry.
It's Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate, it has been 25 years since the first Harry Potter book was released.
Wow. Can't believe that. I remember the day. It was yesterday.
How old are you now?
29.
So you would have been
4.
Were you?
Maybe I've got my days confused. Maybe I'm thinking the 6th book.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe you got your books confused. Producer Grace, how old are you?
26.
Okay.
26.
You're over the hill there, aren't you?
I know, scary.
Do you remember?
Do I remember this coming out? No, I don't.
Yeah.
You remember, mate?
Well, I do.
I was 23.
I'm 33.
Oh, okay.
So how old would I have been, Grace, 25 years ago?
Oh, 8.
8. So that's it.
Turning 8.
I remember that.
That's a memory thing, yeah, 100%.
I remember everyone reading it, and I didn't read books. And
too
I went,
cool for books, were you?
No, it just seemed like a lot of work.
To be fair, lots of pages.
There are.
We're talking 350 plus pages.
I remember kids come to school going, oh, you read that Harry Potter book? Oh, it's my Grace impression again.
Grace is back.
You read that Harry Potter book? And I'm like, no. Mm. Kids were going home and reading. Wild.
What happened in those days? Now everything's on Netflix.
I should watch a movie. More than 500 million copies of Harry Potter books have been sold worldwide. 500 million.
Huge. Not as many as ants.
I'll be
honest. Grace was looking at me the whole time going, I'm going to say not as many as ants.
You said it first.
I'll be honest. When I did this before the show, I was like, 500 million copies. Yeah. That's so many. And then for some reason, I said, we're like ants. And we found out there's 1 quadrillion ants.
Yeah.
And I knew. I was like, now I'm a Harry Potter.
Hardly any.
What a letdown.
You know how many ants there are?
That'll be my go-to thing now. If anyone says, you know how many things there are? I'll be like, there's more ants. There's more ants. The most popular book to buy is Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, so the first one.
The OG, yeah.
And then it is the last one, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
So people just want the start and the finish, really, don't they? Forget everything in the middle.
Cut the middle stuff, yeah.
How does it start? How does it finish? That's all I need to know. UK publishers Bloomsbury are releasing a special edition of the first book to celebrate.
Sure.
It just has extra drawings in it, pretty much.
Drawings?
Drawings.
Yeah, from the illustrator Thomas Taylor.
I didn't know it was a... picture book.
Well, when he did the cover of the first book.
Oh, yeah, everyone loved that, didn't they?
Yeah, apparently he did heaps of other drawings.
Okay.
But they went, hey, bro, it's just a book. We just needed the front page.
It's not a picture book. No, yeah. This isn't Where the Wild Things Are, bro. This is a...
It's not the Hungry, Hungry Caterpillar. What's some other books you could name?
Oh. Where the Wild Things Are? Is that what
I'm saying? No, you just
I meant other than that.
Oh, right.
Yeah, if you want to get your hands on it, $30.15.
Well, is this Sponk on? Are you...
Bon for Harry Potter.
Mate, I'm not trying to get a free Harry Potter book. I want to ask on 131060 to celebrate Harry Potter turning 25. I feel like it's a big thing,
yeah.
But I want to know, is there someone out there listening to the show tonight who has never seen Harry Potter?
This would be wild. So, I mean, if they haven't seen the movies, but they've read the books, is that okay? Is this just strictly movie you're talking about? Or you just say, no contact with HP at all?
I would love someone who's never read a book, never seen a movie.
Yeah.
That would be the ultimate goal.
Any movie or any book?
That's like a golden non-Harry Potter. Is no book, no movie, nothing.
Or, as Grace said, if someone's never read a book or never seen a movie.
That's a completely different thing, but yeah, great. If that's you.
That's impressive. You've managed to live your life.
Okay, two questions here. 131060, have you never had any contact with Harry Potter at all? No book, no movie, 131060.
Don't worry about the other one.
Don't worry about the other one?
Because what I want someone to call up who's never had any contact with Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's such a big thing that you're aware of it.
Yeah.
So I'd love for you to give us a summary or summarize what you think Harry Potter's about, having never seen a movie or never read a book.
All right, I love this. 131060 Australia, this is your opportunity. Jump on the phones right now. If you have had zero contact with Harry Potter, no movie, no book, no PlayStation game,
nothing. No play?
Nothing. 131060, it's Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nate, Harry Potter has turned 25.
Ew! I should do a little, maybe like a...
Yeah,
that's
birthday.
Fine, yeah.
Yes, it's been 25 years this week since the first Harry Potter book was released. And since then, has sold over more than 500 million copies.
What an institution, Harry Potter, eh?
And that's what, I think everyone knows Harry Potter. So I want to ask, we have asked on 131060, have you never seen Harry Potter? Have you never come across it? You've never seen a movie? You've never read a book? You've never seen the Cursed Child play that's out of Melbourne?
Yeah, haven't played the PlayStation game or the computer game, everything.
Everything, yeah. Because but I feel like you'd still know about it. Because it's everyone talks about it. So I'd love to get people to summarise Harry Potter.
Okay, synopsis.
Yeah, without having ever seen it and really knowing what it's about.
I love this. Tay from Melbourne. Hello, Taylor. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, Tay. You've never had any contact whatsoever with Harry Potter?
Nothing. None at all.
Okay, I love this. But you are aware of who Harry Potter is?
Oh, yeah, the guy with glasses and a lightning bolt on his head.
Okay. Well, you're doing the summary. Okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to play a little bit of Harry Potter music, and we'd love for you, Taylor, to summarise the Harry Potter movies / books the best you can, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, you just tell us when you're finished, okay, because we won't butt in.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, just finish like at the end.
Yeah. You can finish with the end. There you go. All right, Taylor, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Dramatic build-up. Taylor?
Oh, sorry. I thought I was waiting till the song finished. Oh.
No.
I hope not, because that song goes for 3 minutes.
Oh, sorry.
No, you just talk over it.
Yeah, so you talk over
it. To build the scene.
That music doesn't... It sounds like a scary lullaby.
Okay. If you haven't seen Harry Potter, let's get rid of the music.
No music. All right,
just
Taylor.
Give us your summary of Harry Potter.
Well, from what everyone's described, it's just like wizardry and people playing a game on a broomstick or something.
The end?
Oh, yeah, the end. Yeah.
I mean, I asked for people to call, they had no idea.
Yeah.
I forgot that.
That's pretty good. You got, okay, do you know what the...
No, let's not ask Taylor any more questions.
She's poor old Taylor needs to get back to what she's doing. Hello, Karen from Newcastle.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Karen. You've never had any contact with Harry Potter?
No.
Okay, Karen, can you do a summary for us, if that's okay? Would you like Harry Potter music or not?
Yeah, you can put it on there.
Okay, all right. So just so you know, as soon as the music starts, you start. Karen, all right?
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
And then finish with the end.
Go, Karen.
Okay, there's a train involved, there's wizardry involved, there's a school involved somewhere, and the end.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Train, school, pretty much.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yep. Karen, well done. I'm going to give you 8 out of 10 there. Well done, Karen.
Thank Thank you.
Good on you, Karen. Melissa from Brunswick. Hi, Mel.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. Why is everyone so confused that we're answering the phones from today? This is great.
You know what? I've been on the radio, but it was about, like, 20 years ago, and I was 16.
Oh. Okay. So you're 36?
No, I'm 44.
Oh, bad
sorry,
math.
I'm not mathematical, all right?
Oh, no, neither are we, mate. Jim, can you still have a go at Mel? All right?
I'm not having a go.
You sound gorgeous on the phone, though.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, and you sound gorgeous on the radio. You know what happened? I was so young. The guy from 101.3 up in the Central Coast, he brought me roses and he came in the van and everything.
Keep going.
Oh, that Harry Potter music is so bad. My Jenna Giraffe is even crying. I have a Jenna Giraffe, and Jody
Mel,
from Brunswick gave it to me.
Yeah, fair
sorry,
enough.
Sorry, wait, what happened? Kill the music, Dave. What happened with the
end.
With the bloke who gave the roses to you?
Oh, my God, he was like one of you, like a
radio guy.
Talker, you know?
Yeah,
and I used to ring him at between 2 and 4 a.m.
Yeah, right.
And I was only 16 because I was missing school.
Yeah, okay.
Mum wouldn't re-enroll me to another school.
Fair
but
enough.
Anyway, are we on the radio?
You're live on the radio, mate. This is live on the radio.
I can't hear the radio because I'm at the payphone. Because unfortunately someone smashed my phone, so we don't have a phone right now.
So you're calling yourself the payphone?
You're off the payphone right now.
Thank you.
Stranger Street.
Wait, how much money did you... Wait, a payphone's free at the moment?
Oh, yeah, they're awesome.
Oh, they're just like...
Me great aunt on the Blue Mountains rings me back on the payphone even and goes, hello, darling, is it Melissa?
Well, you can shout her out. Well, who's your great aunt?
Oh,
Louis?
She's Arnie Lynn.
Arnie Lynn. Shout out to Arnie Lynn.
I love Arnie Lynn. We're going to visit her hopefully on Thursday.
That's awesome, Mel.
That's great.
And I just met this Aaron. He was going to take me
Mel,
home to his mother.
Mel, just quickly, I'm loving this, but do you want to, you don't have to, but do you want to summarise Harry Potter?
I don't know if I could.
That's fine.
That's fine, Mel. It's just nice to chat.
Oh, I love to chat to you too. Thank you so much.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace.
Gossip Grace. Ed Sheeran and Sam Smith have teamed up at Ed's sold-out show at Wembley Stadium last night to perform Stay With Me.
We first performed this song 8 years ago, which is mad, and I'm really excited. Thank you. And I want you to stay with me, and cause you're all I need. Love, it's clear to see. And darling, stay with me.
Wembley, sing loud! Sam Smith's voice is one of the most phenomenal voices I've ever heard.
It's just beautiful, isn't it? And it sounds exactly like it is on the track.
Yeah, well, as a music term.
No.
DJ Grace is wrong, of course.
You know how
sounds just like it does
on the track.
No, but you know
track.
Some artists sing live and it sounds so different.
Mm.
Yeah, I would have said that.
Doesn't.
I would have said that, though.
Mm.
He sounds like he does on the...
They do sound
you
like...
You pause, though. You didn't know what you went. Sounds like
I was lucky enough to see Sam Smith perform live when when they did come to Australia, and it was phenomenal.
Yes.
It was only a room of, like, 15,000 people. I know now they fill stadiums, but phenomenal voice and incredible. It sounds like it just... Like it does on the track.
I saw Sam Smith at Splendor in the Grass when he had just released Money on My Mind.
Oh, yeah.
And, Money on My Mind.
With Disclosure.
I think they produced a track, but I don't think they were credited on it.
No, I think... Oh, maybe not. I'm thinking of Latch.
You are. Sam was performing and in this Hawaiian shirt, and I was like, who are they? No idea.
Phenomenal.
And you're right, Grace, in real life, their voice is, if not better than what you hear on a track. Many artists sing and it's produced and whatever. Bold move. Well done, Ed.
100%.
Invite an artist out that sounds better than you on your own.
But that's very Ed, though, isn't it? Like, very Ed. Like,
you love Ed.
I do.
You love
Ed.
Producer
Grace does not love Ed.
Ed can do no wrong. There are so many people.
Have you heard the last album?
So many Cheerios. People love him.
Cheerios. They are not called Cheerios.
What are they called? Cheerios.
No.
Makes more sense than Little Monster, doesn't it? At least it links to the name.
For Lady Gaga.
You're coming for Steady Eddie.
Yeah.
Can you Google that? What are Ed Sheeran's fans called? Are they really called
Cheerios? They're called
Cheerios?
The Cheerios. No. They are called the Cheerios. Believe me, because I am
one.
By
the way, this is the
Mathematics Ed World Tour.
This is the one at Wembley that we sent two listeners
they are
over?
Called Cheerios.
I told you. Of course I know
that's
that.
That's blown my mind.
Called Cheerios.
We sent the listeners over. Karen told me, didn't we?
Yeah, to Ed to London.
Yeah, to Wembley Stadium. Phenomenal. Mate, that boy can hold a stadium by himself.
Well, why'd he invite Sam then?
That's a good point.
I can't believe I didn't know that his fan base.
Maybe I'll do a little game on tomorrow's show. I'll give you a
This is great. This is really good.
A fan base name.
Yeah.
Who's
and
the
you
artist?
Tell me who it is.
All right, Jim, you can run the game.
Tomorrow night on the show, I'll be playing a game.
He's Harry Styles, of course. His fans, the Stylios. We'll learn that tomorrow. It's Jimmy Nath.
The Jimmy and Nath Show. Podcast.
Jim, we love this lady, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. She's gone viral on the socials after she absolutely nailed a birthday cake for her daughter Neve's fourth birthday. The cake, I'm going to show you a picture. The cake is a ladybug cake. Look how good that is, from the Prime Minister of New Zealand. Well, your mum's a chef, all right? She's the Prime Minister. Should have just shown grace.
I love it.
Yeah,
I think
it's phenomenal,
great.
Isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Oh, I'd like to see you make a better cake.
I could.
Always is an FM challenge, guys. Let's get Jacinda on. Can we call her right now? Let's go live to New Zealand.
No, I mean, like, you think of, like, Hamish Blake, and every year you're a big fan of Hamish Andy Nath. You tried to thumbs up Marshy earlier.
I'm not even going to bother with that. We don't have time. Normally it's for Grace, but this is for you.
Yeah, that's
you. Hamish makes a big deal of it every year.
Yeah, he does. He makes cakes for his son, Sonny. Yeah, for Sonny every year, and phenomenal cakes.
Are they better than that cake?
Well, he gets help because he gets Lego Man.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he gets Lego Man involved to make mechanics and stuff.
Brick Man.
Sorry, not Lego Man. The Brick Man. Sorry. Grace apparently is the only fan.
Brick Man.
From Lego Masters. Expert.
Oh, neither
am I. How'd you know, though?
We keep getting offered interviews with him.
And you keep passing?
Yeah.
No, he's not up that late. She said the cake. Stop handbraking the brake, would you?
I'm not.
You are. She said it took several hours to make and was very stressful. So I've never made a cake before. I don't know.
What do you mean you've never made a cake before?
Never made a cake before.
Never
made a cake. Have you made a cake before?
Yes.
When?
Every day.
You're gonna say
slaving away. I make a great cake when we live together. I used to make cakes.
Jimmy's very good.
Made
at making
chocolate
cakes,
banana bread. I know it's not a cake, but there's
counts.
Baking
it
and
counts.
And whisking involved and breaking of the eggs. All important cake. Making.
I've made bacon and eggs before. There's breaking of the eggs and whisking involved in that.
There is.
Yeah.
But is there baking?
No, there's bacon.
No, you're close.
Got ya. 13, 10, 60. This is what I want to do. I want to allow the parents of Australia to have a bit of a gloat here. Don't tell Jimmy about it, though, because he'll go, eh.
Okay. In my defense, Mum is a chef. She's a very talented lady, and I was spoiled. I was spoiled. And even now, my mum, like, and to be fair, Mum would do these for free, but recently she started charging. She made a baked cheesecake. Yes, baked cheesecake.
Baked Alaska.
One of them.
Things.
I don't know. One of them, but it went so
well. I don't
know
either of those things. They sound yummy.
It went so well that she took it into school. She's a tuck shop lady, and other teachers and parents and stuff had a taste and went, can you make it? And Mum was charging $40 a pop to make cakes.
Expensive. Wow. $40 is quite cheap.
Like so much
money. Yeah, no, it is. But Mum had been making cakes for people for years for free. And I've been saying to her, Mum, you're doing all this work and you have to buy the ingredients.
Yeah.
So I've been spoiled. That's why I saw Jacinda. No offense, Jacinda, you're still welcome on the show. See if we can get Jacinda on tomorrow night and I'll issue an apology. We'll have to bump Beyonce.
I try. My mum's not a very good cook, and she knows that. But she made me a cake once, and it was the best cake I remember. It was a castle. It had like little figurines and a drawbridge that worked. And she also the same year made my sister a jewelry box.
She's told me she bought them from the shop.
Don't ruin the magic.
Your sister is very good.
Yeah, she's. Oh, yeah. No, she's very. I haven't seen her make a cake before, but I'm sure she's phenomenal at it.
Oh, she's good at cooking. I put cake in the cooking category. Well,
13, 10, 60. Parents of Australia, jump on the phones right now. We want you to have a bit of a gloat, a bit of a show off. Let us know, what cake did you absolutely nail for your kids? What cake did you make for your kids on their birthday? And you were like, God, I smashed this. To the point where you almost didn't want the kids to eat it because it was that good to look at. All right, 13, 10, 60, parents of Australia, jump on the phones. What cake did you nail? We've also got $50 menu log vouchers to give away if you want one.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. Podcast.
What cake did you absolutely nail for the kids? I want to get the parents, the guardians of Australia out there to just have a bit of a gloat. You know what I mean? Because the kids probably didn't appreciate it as much as they should have at the time.
Oh, especially the younger years. Mm. Like, you know, the younger you are. Like, Mum, I was mentioning before, hey guys, it's Jimmy. Mum is a chef and she would make phenomenal cakes. But the first cake I really remember was a 7 cake. And it was like a runway, like a jet runway with toy jets on it.
Oh, so cool.
But she'd made them every year. Mm. I don't remember it, but Mum showed me a photo. When I was 1, she made a Thomas the Tank Engine train. Oh. But like a train. So Thomas was at the front and then he had carriages.
It's so impressive.
And the carriages were filled with M&Ms.
See, and only but now do you appreciate it. You're 33 now, and only now you appreciate it.
Mum took a photo of every one of my cakes, and it probably, she made a croque en bouche for my 18th.
You had a croque en bouche?
For my 18th birthday. That was probably up there. But other than that, it was a Thomas the Tank. And I remember I said to her, I was like, Mum, I was 1.
What would you waste it? I want that now.
Yeah. I would like that for my 33rd birthday.
Julie from Albury. Hi, Julie.
Hi, guys.
Julie, did you make a cake that you absolutely nailed for your kid?
I did last weekend, their 18th birthday. I did them a cake. It was beautiful.
Stop it, Julie. What was it? Talk us through the cake.
It was a double layer sponge with fondant icing on the top, black fondant icing. Oh. It looked like it had a tear down the front with marble icing, and I had gold leaf all over it. It was amazing.
Oh, my God.
No, was it delicious as well, Julie?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
You do so.
My mouth
I was very proud of myself.
You should be. Absolutely.
Do you do a lot of baking, Julie, or is this like a first crack situation?
Oh, it's my second crack.
Stop
but
it.
I'm just starting to get into baking the cakes. Yeah, no, they're good.
Good. That sounds like you nailed your second attempt.
Well done, Julie. Any plans for the future, Julie?
Oh, no, I'm going to think about selling a few maybe.
Making some coin.
Yeah, make some coin.
See, it's just clever.
It's a little side hustle.
It is a side hustle. I mean, I can't do it, but I'm very good at eating.
Yeah,
I'm the sucker who buys them. Swanee from Cranbourne. Hello, Swanee.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Swanee. Did you absolutely nail a cake for your kid?
I absolutely nailed a cake for my daughter's 7th birthday.
Okay.
It had like 6 layers of rainbow cake, and then it had rainbow buttercream icing, and on the top it had a ball, like a hollow ball made out of white chocolate, but then coloured pink, and it was filled with nerds, and it was an LOL. I don't know if you know what an LOL is.
Like laugh out loud?
No, like it's like a toy that the kids go crazy for, and it comes in a ball, and it's got a million layers of wrapping that you've got to take off, and it's just plastic.
That's Swanee. Look, but I'm going to take your word for it. That sounds amazing.
I just realised you said nerds in the ball, not nudes.
No. Nerds in the lolly.
Yeah,
the
lolly.
So when she cracked it open, nerds just flew all over the table. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Was it appreciated, Swanee?
Oh, it was.
I love it.
By the kids and everybody else at the restaurant.
It was a restaurant cake.
Everyone got it at the restaurant, Swanee.
Yeah, we had it at a bistro with the playground.
Oh, stop it. I also thought she said nudes in the cake as well. Like everyone at the restaurant saw them. Oh, what? Huge. Megan from Port Macquarie. Hi, Meegs.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, Meegs. Did your mum nail a cake for you?
Not for me, for my baby brother.
Okay, what was
it? When he turned 1, she made a life-size Elmo cake.
A life-size Elmo?
Yeah.
Oh, my. How big are we talking?
Probably
size.
Like the size of your arm.
The size of your arm. Wow.
That's huge. How long it took, Meegs?
Quite a few hours.
And was it all eaten, Meegs?
Yes. He made a mess of it, but most of it was eaten.
How old is your brother now, Megan?
He's 11.
11. But does he really remember the Elmo cake at 1?
He's been showed a lot of photos, but he's had a lot of cakes since. I remember that we made a, what do you call it? How to Train a Dragon cake?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was of Toothless.
Oh, wow. And how big was that one?
It was only small. It was like half your arm.
Half arm. Not as impressive. Tia from the Sunny Coast, wrap things up, Tia. Did you absolutely nail a cake?
Well, a nail failed it.
Oh, nail fail. What happened?
Well, growing up, my mum always made Toothless cakes from some book.
Okay.
And I thought, my niece is turning 3. I'll give it a crack. I'll make her 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really pretty. It was pink and it tasted delicious. But if you turned it on its side, it looked like boobs.
Oh, and we're back to the nudes in the cake. Oh,
the Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Look, before I get into some great news, if you're flying Jetstar, Wimbledon is hitting off over in England, and producer Grace, well, she's excited.
That was your tennis grunt. It was really good.
That was awful.
let's compare it to Maria Sharapova, shall we? All right, so this is Maria Sharapova. This is Grace. Same thing.
You just need a ball hitting sound as well.
What? All right, mate, you're asking a lot.
Nate, Jetstar has added something to its new planes that will change the lives of passengers and crew. Extra large overhead bins.
Stop it.
Stop.
Can I use that instead of like applause or dings? Now?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, correct answer.
40% larger.
What? Oh, sorry.
Then the compartments in similar aircrafts at the moment, the bins can swallow up to 60% more carry-on because luggage
that
can...
That is not the phrasing it used, is it? Surely not.
It is. 100%. Look, I copied that from the website.
Swallow.
The bins can swallow up to 60% more.
It's a good visual, isn't it?
This is Jetstar. I'm just reading what's in front of me, mate.
Let's fly Jetstar.
Because the luggage is stored upright rather than horizontally. So, you know, your bag, your wheelie bag,
yeah,
they just go upright.
Clever.
So more storage. And you know what that means?
What does that mean?
More than 7 kilos carry on,
oh,
guys.
Oh, we love that. This is awesome.
Shaking your head.
No, what's wrong? Why would they? You can have more things. You could pay for more.
What?
Don't worry.
Fire the thing.
What are you...
Jetstar Fleet Captain Greg Eastway said the mega-sized bins would not only take the stress out of boarding and deboarding planes for passengers, they would also help the low-fares airline on-time performance and achieve faster turnaround times.
Yeah, this is good because when people have to play Tetris with their bags, very difficult.
Yes. The extra-large bins were among several features Jetstar asked Airbus for, so it's ordered 38 A321neos.
Oh, the Neo bin.
I don't know if that's
a good one.
I think that's what you say. I apologise to the planeies out there. So these are due to arrive in Australia next month, and they should be flying passengers between Melbourne and Cairns first before other routes.
It's a weird one to go with first. One? Just randomly Melbourne to Cairns.
I didn't write this, mate.
Yeah, I know. I'm just
they swallow up to 60% more.
Providing commentary.
And they go, Melbourne to Cairns must be...
Weird.
Notorious, lots of carry-on. Melbourne
to Cairns. I need to put my big bag up here.
I've got over 7 kilos. Oh, you must be from Melbourne to Cairns.
They also are going to have a USB port so you can charge your phones.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So it just swallows the cord when you put it in there?
Not their words.
Yeah, right.
It'll, put it in, apparently.
Okay, right. Yeah.
And also a phone and tablet holder. So you can hold, it'll just click your phone in.
Sorry, I love that.
You don't
My
even
arms
have
get sore.
You don't even have a tablet.
But I have a phone.
So you're excited for the holder.
No, it is. Because, you know, I always stuff my phone. You've got to hold your phone.
The worst, you do it. I balance it on the, and then I'm always sitting behind someone who's bloody rocking back and forward.
You know how they make you put your tray table up and down? Not anymore. This thing just clips in.
That's so good.
That's really good. I love that.
You should have led with that one.
Not the extras.
Nah.
Not the swallowing bins.
There's one more. One more feature, which I did leave for last. LED mood lighting.
Well, that's nice.
That's fun, isn't it?
Especially if you go on Melbourne to Cairns.
Oh, yeah, Melbourne to Cairns.
Swallow up all that luggage.
It's Jimmy and
Nate. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim, the Below Deck TV show has produced reality TV star Aisha Scott, who has started, get this, a debate on Twitter over the proper way to wash yourself when using a bar of soap. So this is the question she posted, was whether you soap your hands with the bar first and then clean yourself, so you put the soap on your hands and then clean yourself, or if you apply the soap bar directly to your body. This is a big question, and a lot of people have come out on both sides of this fence here. Some people coming out and saying, no, I use a flannel or a what's the other one called? Loofah.
Loofah.
They're the,
I never heard what a flannel was until I met you.
I grew up with a flannel.
I just call them like a washer.
Or like a face towel.
Yeah.
Washcloth.
Washcloth, yeah.
Yeah, see, I thought everyone called it a flannel, and then when you guys called it other things, I was like, wow, that's wild.
Yeah, didn't hear that.
Yeah, flannel. Fun to say too, isn't it? Flannel.
Well, a flannel to me is a flannel shirt.
Or sheets.
Yeah, flannel sheets. That's very confusing.
It's also a flannel flower. The leaves are very soft.
Oh, well, like
anyway,
the flannel you apply to your face.
We're talking about washing.
Yeah, we're doing... not talking about that. We're talking about the bar of soap. So, guys, if you use a bar of soap, let me take it to you, Jim. I'll start with you. A bar of soap, do you apply it directly to your body or do you put it in your hands first?
Well, you know I don't use bars of soap.
No, but if you were to.
I'm a liquid soap.
Yeah, yeah, so am I. But if you were to use a bar of soap.
I think that you should, it's polite to put your hands, lather your hands up,
mm-hmm.
and then wash your body with your soapy hands.
Especially if you're sharing a bar
because
of soap, correct? Because
even if you have guests come over, because I feel like liquid soaps are more common these days.
They are.
But when I was a child, I remember getting into my grandparents' shower. Shout out to Alan and Betty, Nan and Pop. Rest in peace. They've moved on now. But they were great, and they look after me. And I remember going to the house. Mum and Dad dropped me over there. Mum had shift work as a chef. Dad had shift work as a firefighter. I'd go there, and I'd hate going into the shower because they had a bar of soap, and there'd always be a black curly hair on there.
Some little poobs.
I didn't know if
some
it was
little grandparent poop. You don't like that, do you?
But I imagine that came from grabbing the soap and using it on your body and placing it back on the
absolutely
soap holder.
Absolutely, on your
that,
bits.
I believe, does not happen if you just lather your hands.
No.
So that's where I sit in the debate.
And I totally agree with you there, but I am one of the people who applies it directly to their body.
You're disgusting.
I am. I'm a horrible person. You should see how much pube is on mine.
Nathan.
It's after 10, but still, come on.
10, 15,
there's
naughty.
There's kids listening. Kids in the car,
guys.
When they listen to the podcast tomorrow morning.
Producer Grace, bars of soap. How do you do it?
I like to use like a loofah or like a exfoliating cloth and kind of hold the soap and then put the soap directly on me.
Yeah, okay. See, for me, it's double handling doing that. That's why I don't have much
you
time.
You don't lube up the loaf?
Loaf. Loaf of bread. Oh, now I'm hungry.
Okay, yeah, if I'm using liquid soap, obviously.
Yes, yeah.
But no, if I'm using a bar, sometimes I like to kind of wrap it in and it becomes like this loofah in wrap.
I wash myself with a rag on a stick.
I just feel like you're wasting a lot of time by applying it to your hands or the loofah first. You know what I mean? I just feel like there's a double handling of the soap there. That's why what I often do, right? I apply it to the top of my body, right? Just put heaps at the top, let it all drip down. Beautiful. Easy.
Oh, you've got to scrub everything.
No, you don't have
yes,
to.
You do.
It does it itself. You let it run down. I don't have time.
One better yet. You just put shampoo on your head.
100%. Let the whole thing.
Body.
Put a bit of soap, bar of soap. Rub it into your head, give yourself a noogie, beautiful, and let the soap trickle down.
Here's
beautiful.
One for you.
Yeah.
If you shave your head,
mm-hmm.
do you use shampoo or soap?
Okay, but maybe for tomorrow. 131060, the question we're asking right now. How do you soap, guys? When you use a bar of soap, how do you soap, Australia? Do you put it directly on your body? Do you put it in a loofah or do you put it in your hands first? 131060, jump on the phones right now.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
131060. How do you soap, guys? How do you soap, Australia, when you use a bar of soap? This is after Below Deck reality TV star Aisha Scott. She's divided the nation with how people use a bar of soap. Do you apply it to your hands first, then put it on your body? Or do you put the soap directly on your body? Or the other one is you put it on a flannel or a washer or a loofah, something like that, before you do it on the body.
Oh, yeah, 100% that. I didn't know that was a third option.
You got rid of that. Yeah, I did get rid of it, but just in case people go, I actually use a loofah.
I'll
just hang up on those people straight away.
Well, you're saying that was one of the options online, though.
No, it wasn't an option online. But
you've come up
with
that.
But producer Grace brought it up because she used it. So I was like, I may as well include it. You know what I mean? Because I know a lot of people do that.
Shows about more the merrier, mate.
100%, mate. Annette from Wodonga. Hello, Annette. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, Annette. How do you soap?
We use our own loofahs. Everybody in the house has their own loofahs and we all have our own body wash.
Your own loofah, your own body wash. Okay.
There's no way I could handle getting in the shower and having somebody else's hair on me.
I know. That's what soap's about, isn't it, Annette?
Oh, yeah, no, it's a definite no-no.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm with you.
No, that's fair enough,
I mean, you said soap, yes or no.
Soap, yes or no. Well, thanks for the feedback. Put it in an email, boss.
Go body wash. If I'm going to use a bar of soap, it's got to be Dettol.
Awesome.
Dettol, yeah.
Dettol. No, thank you, Annette, for bringing it back to the topic.
I don't think she did. I think she was following me.
Joel from Melbourne. G'day, Joel.
G'day, guys. Bar of soap directly onto the skin.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the same as me, Joel. Same as me. Is this because it's a time-saving thing, Joel?
Probably that. Like, I live on my own, but if I was out anywhere else, I'd either be bringing my own small one or just not use it.
Yeah, fair
just,
enough.
Just the water, Joel.
Yeah.
Just let it trickle down, Joel.
pretty much.
Has anyone ever come over, seen your soap, which probably has a little bit of Joel bits on it, and commented on it to you?
Not yet.
Yeah, it's fine.
Joel's not inviting anyone. Someone comes over. Joel, you got a bathroom?
No, no, I don't.
Don't go in there.
Go somewhere else, a restaurant down the street.
It's my book holding area in that
library.
Library. Yeah, library, that's what they call it.
Melissa from Mornington Peninsula. Hi, Mel.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Mel. How do you soap? How do you use a bar of soap?
Either directly onto your body or using your own loofah.
Yeah, so two different options.
Mel, given the choice, liquid soap or a bar.
It's almost like we're asking that question. Mel, given
what
the choice.
What would you use?
I have both in the shower, so I use both.
You use both. But given the choice, Mel.
If you had
So let's just say, Mel. Probably
body wash.
Yeah.
Probably body wash. Yeah. Also not one of the options. Thanks, Mel. Let's go to Alicia from Newey. Hi, Leash.
Oh, hi, how are you?
We're good, Leash. Leash, can I ask you this question? Do you understand the question?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
What is the question?
What's the question, Leash?
How do you soak yourself up?
Yeah, with a, how do you soak yourself up? Okay.
How do you get soapy?
With a loop and a stick.
A loop and a stick?
Did you say lube up a stick?
A loofah.
Loofah.
Okay.
I don't even know her.
Yeah.
If she said lube up a stick, I don't know what radio station you're supposed to be called.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
No, you're right.
Oh, now you're swearing. This is a mess. What's... All right. Okay. So, Alicia.
Settle the debate.
Let's settle the debate once and for all. Bar of soap. How are you washing yourself with it?
I call it a loofah and a stick. I do put my body wash on my loofah on the stick.
So what you're saying?
You're talking body wash here.
Okay.
So you're saying you don't have soap, Alicia?
I'm not leaving. This right? I'm not leaving.
I'm talking to Alicia. Alicia, you're saying that you have body wash. You don't have soap.
I'd rather use the...
Okay. Alicia. Not Alicia.
Because that's the better... Okay. Alicia, what's the better question? Body wash or soap? Or how do you soap yourself up?
Just body wash on loofah and a stick.
No, Jim. If you just... Now you've made it more confusing. Alicia, let me ask you this question. Do you know what a bar of soap is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. No, I know. How would you use that bar of soap to clean yourself?
I don't know. I don't use it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Here it is, guys. If you are over the age of 13, do not go to a 4D cinema experience because they suck. They suck. I hadn't been to one since I was a kid and decided to go and see the new, I forget what it's called, the new Jurassic Park movie with Chris Pratt.
Jurassic World Domination?
Yeah, maybe it is. Jurassic Park something. Maybe I think you're right. Anyway, I was like, oh, this is a new one. I want to go and see it, right? And then when we were looking online, my partner Meg, she looked at it and goes, oh, it's available in a new 4D experience.
Okay.
Now, if you don't know what 4D is, this is a step higher than 3D, right? So it's not just the 3D glasses. There's moving seats.
So do you have... I've never been to one. Mm. So do you have glasses?
Yes, you have glasses. So it's still 3D, but you're in a moving seat.
Yep.
And also they spray water at you and there's like air guns at you as well.
I'm guessing... Does that only happen when there's some sort of water scene?
Correct. Okay. Correct. So say like the dinosaur jumps into the water, the chair moves with you as if you are the dinosaur, and then when it hits the water, splash, water in the face.
So you get really wet if you went to like a Finding Nemo.
Absolutely.
4D, you would just wet the whole time.
Soak just a bucket of water from the roof the entire time. Absolutely.
You wouldn't want to go.
100%. 100%. And then when they're flying and stuff, then they do air at you the whole time. They do air
Someone
around your ankles.
No, it's like... faster goes.
No, I went to a high-end one, so they had little machines. Little machines built in. But the reason I found it so annoying is because, Jim, you know I love a little movie snack.
I do
love some snacks. And often, I bring my own little snacks in.
You once brought a cheese board and a knife.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You once cut up carrots.
Now,
in a movie.
Luckily, I didn't do that this time, but I did bring in chippies and a little dip. Okay. Right, as well. So it was still relatively simple, but I still had to get the chip into the dip. Very difficult when the chair's moving around, water spraying at your face, and air is coming at you from all angles. I dropped three different types of chips. Yes, I had three different bags of chips. Whatever, that's another issue. We're not getting into that. Right? Drop that. Meg's hair all over her face, right?
Mm. She didn't have a good time.
She hated it. She almost got up to leave. The problem is, then you've got kids out there who are loving it, and then some kids who hate it because they forget that there are dinosaurs now coming at them in a 3D, and it dives into the dinosaurs. So you've got crying kids. Into the mix. Also add into the mix that probably my stomach isn't as strong as it used to be when I was a little bit younger. Mm. You know, a little bit younger, fitter.
Apart.
Yeah, absolutely. You know I'm falling apart at the moment.
Oh, Grace, the other day, his hip was wasn't working, locked up.
So, and you know my tummy, producer Grace.
Couldn't get out of the car.
You know this. You know this. My tummy plays up a little bit sometimes,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Bowel issues.
There's some bowel issues going on there. So when it's rocking around, I'm trying to have my hummus dip, you know what I mean? And it's going back and forth, water on my face. My tummy's going, oh, you're not into this.
Can I ask why you both decided to go to the 4D?
Because we thought it was fun and different and we wanted to change things up in the relationship. You know?
Experimenting.
We tried to do
things. A while now.
We've been together 7 years, all right?
We're at a vibrator.
Well, that's what I thought the chair did. No, but...
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nate, we're on us now, 13, 10, 60. What's your Macca's order? I'm loving it. This is because McDonald's has announced the release of 4 super limited Chicken McNugget sauces.
Stop it.
I'm the whistle guy.
Jimmy is the whistle guy.
This July, the first Macca's release will see the return of the fan favourite Cajun sauce.
Okay, good.
I wasn't that much of a fan of it, just to be honest.
It's sweet and sour is just my go-to. Nathan is better than sweet and sour sauce.
Nathan, I am a sweet and sour guy, but this sauce will change your life.
You reckon?
It was released when the Mulan movie came out.
Oh, yes.
The Szechuan sauce is back.
It's Szechuan.
Szechuan? I think it's Szechuan.
It's not Szechuan.
I'm not going to get involved here, guys, because someone's got to stay clean.
Both flavours will be...
I thought it was Szechuan as well.
It's not Szechuan. It's not Sam Woods' part.
There's not even an N in there, except at the
Szechuan.
End.
I'll have some.
There's an N.
Szechuan.
I'll have some Szechuan.
It's good. I remember having it as a kid when the Mulan movie came out.
And that's my favourite Disney movie as well, Mulan. Yeah. Phenomenal movie.
A girl. So. What do we want?
A girl we're fighting for. And some Szechuan sauce.
Chicken Szechuan. both flavours will be available in Macca's restaurants nationwide from July 6th till Tuesday, July 19th, while stocks last. Available after 10 a.m. Macca's says it's
the Macca's app, is it?
It's Cajun sauce. It's the perfect blend of Dijon mustard, vinegar, honey, and spices to create a creamy, sweet, yet tangy flavour. Mm. Meanwhile, the fresh man's hot. Mm-hmm. Will get your taste buds tingling with an aerobic, rich blend of soy sauce, ginger, garlic, and sesame oil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but I did say 4 sauces, didn't I, guys?
You did. Which means there's a 4th.
There's and 2 a third. More.
Oh, we only done 2. Yeah. Jeez, it's been going for a while.
2 flavours are unknown, coming out soon.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first 2 have been released. The second 2 will be coming soon. But there will be 4 sauces.
I can't even think of 2 more sauces.
It's not up to you to do it, mate. You don't work in the marketing team for McDonald's.
Well, you can't name 2 more sauces.
2 more sauces they already have. Oh. They've already got that.
Yeah.
They've already got that.
Mayonnaise.
Is mayonnaise
a sauce?
Yeah.
I'd give it to you. Or a condiment.
Or is it a condiment?
It's a condiment.
Aioli sauce.
Look at some aioli.
13, 10, 60. I want to know what your Macca's order is, because I feel like everyone has a go-to. Nath, Macca's order. Hit me quick.
10 nugs, sweet and sour sauce,
yep.
Large Big Mac meal. You know this. Yep. You've seen me order it so many times.
Yep.
And normally it's...
30 beers deep.
That's it. Yep. Lemonade.
I go 6 nuggets, sweet and sour sauce, medium fries, and frozen Coke.
Beautiful.
Froco.
McChicken meal, medium with a Sprite.
Nice.
Love it.
See, there you go. Everyone knows it.
13, 10, 60. Give us a call. We want to know what your Macca's order is.
Macca's order. Australia. Maybe you're on the way there right now. Maybe you're in the drive-thru. 13, 10, 60. Australia, what is your Macca's order? And this is perfect. If you give us a call, we've got menu log vouchers to give away.
To order McDonald's.
$50 menu log vouchers. Did somebody say menu log? You want one? We want your Macca's order.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
All right, Maddie from Sydney. G'day, Maddie.
Hey, guys. How you going?
We're good, bro. Macca's order. What do you got for us?
Mate, can I get a large quarter pounder meal, extra onions, and a McChicken burger on a steamed bun?
A bit of specificity there.
Have you guys not noticed that the McChickens have changed over the last few years?
I mean, it's not on my order, Maddie.
Yeah,
so
it's producer Grace's order. I don't get one.
What's changed?
They toast the buns now. They don't steam them anymore like they used to.
Right.
And they still do that when you ask them, Maddie?
They steam the buns if you ask for it.
Okay.
But But a regular order is toasted.
Toasted. And what about, took me through the quarter pounder meal there with the extra onions. Why the extra onions?
Mate, the extra slivered onions on there, the big onions, not the small ones.
Okay.
They are the bomb.
Right. I love this. Good
I
onion.
Might have to try that.
Matt, are you heading off to Macca's today or?
I will be if I get my voucher.
Good. It takes 62 days to come through.
You'll get it in 3 to 6 months.
Rachel, also from Sydney. Hi, Rach.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Rach. What's your Macca's order?
I always go for a medium double cheeseburger meal.
Medium double cheeseburger. A lot of my friends love the double cheesy bee. Why that, Rach?
I used to go the quarter pounder. I just feel the double burger is more bang for your buck.
Mm, it's more fun too, isn't it, a double burger?
So much more greasy.
What drink do you get?
Oh, just a Coke.
Just a Coke.
Well, that's,
you know,
that's fine.
And you know what, Rach? Do you drink like normal Coke outside of Macca's?
I usually go for a vanilla Coke.
Okay, but the post-mix Coke just hits different, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's something weird about the vanilla Coke post-mix, so just the normal Macca's Coke. Mm. Best.
I don't get the vanilla Coke post-mix, so I can't confirm or deny your report.
Yeah. Well, Rachel, same question. Are you heading off to Mickey D's tonight or?
I currently have a coffee frappe, but I had already had dinner. So
you're right, mate. You deserve a second dinner. So if you want one, you head off, okay?
All right, thanks, mate.
Yeah. I wasn't gonna, but now I am.
A bit passé, I think, towards you know. Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, cheers.
Nico from Melbourne. Hi, Nick.
G'day, guys. How are we?
We're good, mate. What's your Mickey D's order?
A large double McSpicy.
Okay. The McSpicy.
What's the double McSpicy?
You have to pay extra for another patty. But, okay. So they don't actually sell it. Yeah, definitely worth it.
Right. Okay. So this is you. This is a self-invention from you. They don't offer this on the menu.
No, but you can customize it.
Customize?
Hey, what's customization?
Why the extra patty, Nick? You reckon one's not enough?
It's not enough, no.
You ever throw in some nuggies, Nick? No one's throwing in some nuggies. You ever throw in some nugs as well?
I'll do the McBites, but it's very filling when you've got a large meal.
It's true. He's getting two patties in there.
Yeah, but I'm getting a large Big Mac meal every time.
And the 10 nuggets.
Adding 10 nuggies. Nick, do us a favour. Report back. Get your normal meal. Add 10 nugs. Then tell us how satisfied you are.
I'll try that next time.
Yeah, awesome. And thank you for not being passag. What else you do? Something?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
It is Jimmy and Nate. Thanks for being a part of it, guys. Wrapping it up.
No worries. Happy to be here now.
No, it is. It is a pleasure being with you two each and every evening.
It's never a chore, always a pleasure. Yeah. This time for the show ratings, we rate the show out of 10 and give our reasons why. 10 out of 10.
10 just, out of 10.
I mean, from producer Grace's grunt earlier, celebrating Wimbledon, for Australia and not listening to us at all, for soap, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Probably the nailing the kid cakes.
Mm.
Listen there.
You literally took my two reasons for also giving it a 10 out of 10. I've literally got number one, the direction from phones. Australia, you're better at it than we are. And Grace's grunt.
I love that people just answer their own questions, whatever they want to answer. Mm. That's what I love.
That's good. Well, I'm minusing 3 points for the grunt, but adding 2 for the calls. So I'm giving it a 9 out of 10.
It was at 10. She
was took 10,
3
took
away.
3 away.
She's 7
for the grunts.
And then she added 2 for the phones.
That's good. 9 out of 10 is good.
And I love, to be honest, that Jetstar are getting this extra luggage that can just swallow up to 60% more.
God, we learned so much today.
And the USB and the phone. And you guys love the phone tablet holders.
You know what else we learned? A quadrillion ants in the world.
Let's rewind to the very start of this show. A quadrillion ants exist in the world, guys.
That's a one with 15 zeros after
it. If you're going to ever get the podcast, tonight's show, if you missed some of it, tonight's show you get now, we'll put links up. I'll put a link up to Spotify, I'll put a link up to Apple Podcasts, and I'll put a link up to the Listener app tomorrow, because that's when it goes up. It doesn't go up tonight, does it?
What a journey. No. What a journey tonight has been.
It's been the best show
we've done so far.
We have been on a Jetstar flight with Australia. A real journey. Melbourne to Cairns. This show's starting to sound like it's brought to you by Jetstar. It's not. No. But we are open to airlines.
If you want to get on board Jetstar, let us know.
Qantas, Virgin, whoever.
Anyone, mate. Anyone.
Etihad.
Oh, you want to go international, do you?
Yeah, why not?
You can go to the show live from the UAE.
Adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or If you see them, just give them a little kiss.